Makers funding gives us the opportunity to do work that we simply could not undertake otherwise. And we've already, over the years, we've developed connections to Carntaugher and to East Belfast. But this gives us an opportunity to take those to the next level. And the key question that is at the core of this project is about why do people have such a passion for learning the Irish language? What is that about? Because what we're finding here in Linrilla Tirconnan is that it's very much about how people see themselves. It is about identity. People will come into us and say, you know, I've learned Irish for years, but I can't have a conversation. And yet it's a really important part of who I am. So I need to do something about this. And so we're looking at, for an urban population here, for a rural population in Carntaugher, and for a city-based, strongly unionist population in East Belfast, what are the reasons? What is the identity? What is the experience of learning Irish? And so I think it, you know, it brings up really important questions for us, but it also gives us the opportunity to connect people, to give people the opportunity to meet other Irish language learners, to develop their own language skills, and to have a load of crack in the meantime as well.
As you've said, the Belfast group is in a predominantly unionist area, and that's an interesting one because there is almost a truism at this point that people assume Irish language speaking equals nationalism, equals voting a certain way, equals having a certain political view. Your argument is no, the language is something cultural that transcends politics and should transcend politics.
It's very much our experience and our belief that the language is there for the whole community. And we have people from all parts of the world learning Irish with us at the moment. We have a wonderful variety of people right across the spectrum learning language with us. And I don't think it's as simple as saying, you know, the Irish language transcends politics. If it's to do with people, it is political at some level. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be party political, but it is to do with the polis or the people, the pubble. And so there's a level at which for some people, it does connect and it does integrate with their political views. And then for other people, it's a statement, you know, like the community in East Belfast, who would feel very strongly connected, many of them, to Britain in terms of identity. But they're not being kind of binary about it. It's not an either or. They're able to say, well, yeah, I have an affiliation to Britain, but I also feel myself to be deeply Irish. And so that is what we want to explore. So yes, at a level, it transcends a simplistic view of political boxes that people fit nice and neatly into, without a doubt. But we're not naive either about the fact that it does have connections into political issues and historical issues, and that's part of what people's identity is. So we don't want to brush that under the carpet either. We want to be able to have, I suppose, grown-up intelligent conversations about these things.